Well, now to the St. Paul raccoon. Ben Johnson saw him outside his office window. Then Paige Law tweeted out, "He's on the ledge outside our office now. Seems to be doing well." Followed by at Sarah Louise, "I'm not crying, you're crying." All of social media seemed to be crying out as the raccoon scaled the 25-story UBS skyscraper in St. Paul yesterday. Tim Nelson of Minnesota Public Radio used the hashtag MPR raccoon. We'll link you at hereandnow.org. But Tim, you're reporting he made it to the top and the trap set by specialist. You got to see him. How's he doing?
It's a she, actually.
Oh.
They think it's about a 1 to maybe 2-year-old small female. She was up there. We found her in the cage. She was very docile and quiet when we got there and very much enjoyed a can of cat food that they brought up as kind of a peace offering.
Okay, so it's Wonder Woman, not Spider-Man,
right,
as everyone was saying. But how nerve-wracking was this? She started on the Town Square building, crossed over to the UBS building. You were watching overnight. How nerve-wracking.
It was terrifying. I watched her go up the first 12 floors. I've never seen anything like this. I've lived in Minnesota around raccoons for half a century. I've never seen anything like this. And it was just, I was watching through my fingers. One wrong step and you're going to plummet to your death.
I know. And meanwhile, firefighters showed up. There was nothing they could do. It was too dangerous. A maintenance crew tried. They couldn't do it. The windows don't open, you know, so nobody on the floors could do it. So just nerve-wracking. And we understand that raccoons can do this because they have these claws. And there was probably just, not suction cups, but claws that got into little crevices. But why was she doing this?
When I talk to wildlife specialists, they say that the natural reaction of a raccoon when they're frightened is to climb. And
yeah.
So probably the initial effort to rescue her near the ground probably frightened her quite a bit. And then a very large crowd gathered on the street below. And that probably just kept driving her up and up and up. And she hoped to get away.
Well, they could have formed a human, you know, web to catch her if something had happened. But just why do you think it is? She's going to go to someplace safe. But why do you think it is that this captivated so many people on a day when two world leaders are meeting in Singapore?
Well, you know, these are very complex and difficult times, and I think this is something that no matter who you are, no matter what your political leanings, you could root for her to make it to the top, to arrive safely.
No kidding. Tim Nelson of Minnesota Public Radio. Again, we'll link you up at hereandnow.org. Tim, thank you.
You're welcome.